You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
According to ESPN, for the first time, the Grizzlies are entertaining offers to potentially move two-time All-Star Ja Morant ahead of the trade deadline in less than a month. How does that make you feel, Grizz fans? 445-0929. We'll go to Al. Al, welcome to the show.
All right. Brad, Jason, Booty Call, how are you guys doing?
What's good?
Hey, man, it's tragic for me. I mean, I've supported and rocked with Ja, you know, ever since he came here, you know, the college, you know, just a great college career and what he brought to the city. But when it's time, and personally, you know, for me and my son, we just became season ticket holders this year. And this has been the worst year for a new season ticket holder. I mean, our tickets that we're, you know, that we're paying, you know, $2,500 for the season, you know, per game, we could have, you know, we could get by with less than half of that, you know, because wow. of all the deals they're doing. So it's tragic, but, you know, man, I just love what, you know, what Cam is doing night to night, what Cedric is doing, and, you know, can't wait for Zach to come back. But I just have to say, you know, in my Bye Felicia voice, bye, Ja.
Man, tough crowd.
Man.
I get it, Al, though. I definitely understand.
Appreciate the call. I was going to say, I pray that those players you mentioned, the cowards in them, give you the return on investment you deserve.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And here in the future and whatever's coming. Yep.
445-0929.
All Grizzlies fans.
Ja Morant may be on the move. How does that make you feel? We go to Dom. Dom, you're on.
Hey,
Yo.
Oh, okay. Appreciate taking calls, man. Yeah, I think it was time. I'm gonna just say this. You know, I moved around a lot. I'm back in Memphis now. I think Memphians have always had a propensity to, like, hold on to old relics a little bit longer than we need to. Mm. So, I mean, it was good while it lasted. You know, even with all the controversy.
Thanks for the call, Doc. I don't know what was going on over there.
He had
there.
To go see a patient, it sounded like. Yeah. It sounded like he was in the hospital.
I do understand that, you know, even surgeries have to be put on hold for
I appreciate
John Morant news.
I wonder, do we hold on to things so long because we know, you know, we don't get as much here in Memphis.
That's
so
right.
I think he's on to something.
Let me just say, too, you know, as we're doing this, one last midday show, they gave us a bomb.
Man.
They gave us a bomb. One to put a last midday show, the Ja Morant. We wouldn't have gotten the new time slot.
Oh, that's fair.
See what I'm saying? Mm. We wouldn't have gotten, this would have been Jeffrey and Company's.
Yeah, we would have been going off.
Yeah.
Because it hit right before noon, didn't it?
Yeah. So we don't get a lot of these, obviously, but I'm glad we did get this one.
Calkins used to complain about it now.
Yeah.
It might mean less breaking news.
That's right. That's right. We'll have to
more coffee, but less breaking news.
Let's go to Arnez. Arnez, you're on.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, look. I've been telling my wife about this. You know, it's like we just got married. We just bought some Ja Morants for our wedding. Mm. Look, this had to, like I told her early, like I told her a couple months ago, like at some point the Grizzlies have to ask these tough questions. We've asked these tough questions when we had Marc Gasol, when we had Zach Randolph. You know, at some point you gotta, you know, like, do you want to keep a suit? Do you want to keep a superstar just for the sake of suit, just for the sake of having a superstar, just for the sake of ticket sales and merch sales, or do you want to win? Do you want to be a contender? You know, we've had y'all for what, 6-7 years, and we only got what, one playoff series win, and Ja's only 26. He's not hit his peak yet, but at the same time, you got to look around the league. Shea's only what, 28, and look at what he's done. And I know us being a small market, we're not necessarily going to be the most attractive option for superstars. And we were lucky and blessed to have one to draft one and for him to come in and do what he did and bring the attention that he did to this city. But at the same time, you know, if you're not producing, you're useless. And for somebody who is a superstar and go so many seasons without playing 65 games, without playoff series wins, at some point you gotta ask, is it worth it, or should we start building around the Cedric Cowers? Should we start building around the Cam Spencers? Should we start building around the Zach Giddies, the Scottie Pippins, Scottie Pippen Juniors? I mean, we always have to. Every team is faced with this every couple of years. Look at Atlanta; they just, you know, Trae Young,
right?
A staple there. They just had to let him go. We're no different. And personally, like I always figured Ja would either land in Miami. I always thought that he would be a fit there. You got Minnesota as an option. He's gonna land somewhere. And wherever he lands, I'm still going to support him no matter what. He's always going to be 12 here in Memphis.
Dig that, Arnaz. Thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate you. We got lots of people calling in, 445-0929. We go to Marcus. Marcus, you're on.
Man, what's happening, fellas?
Yo.
What's up, Marcus?
Man, hey, John, when you got this time slot, I was cheering for you, brother. I met you at the Papa Shot.
My guy, appreciate you. We're still doing it, and then now we're moving again. So hope you'll follow us.
I will, for sure. And then, Jason, when you got your G-Wagon, man, I was so happy for you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. I'm so proud of y'all.
Are we going to be happy together post-Ja, my brother?
Man, look, so it wasn't fair to Taylor. It's not fair to Tuamas.
Interesting.
You got two superstars in Jaren and Ja. But when they can't be on the court together at the same time for multiple games throughout the season, it's not fair to the head coach. So I understand having to move on. I get it. So, but you have to get your worth if you trade Ja. You have to get what he's worth, whether it be first-round picks, whether it be another superstar point guard. You can't let him go for less than market value, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's obviously what the Hawks did with Trey. So I think that's going to be the part. Is,
yes, absolutely.
You got to determine what the market value
is. The issue
is
how much has he lowered that value, yeah, because of everything you said about the reason we're here now. Because those other teams know too.
Yeah, injuries, you know, and soreness, and you're missing games because of this and that. But at the same time, if he goes to another team and he can perform for 62 games, who knows? You know, you're kind of limiting his value according to what his performance for the Grizzlies. But if he's, I feel like he's not insinuated to push himself because the Grizzlies haven't performed up to standards.
Right. Marcus, we got
that
a few more, man. Thank you for the
appreciate
call and the kind words, as always. 445-0929. we go to not a G wagon.
Right, right. I was pretty sure he said G wagon. It's just a Jeep.
It's just a Jeep, but you know, it's never all about how G-wagon, you feel. It's all about how you feel.
Maybe he's prophesying.
I think GP has a G wagon. We go to David. David, you're on.
What's going on, guys? Good afternoon.
What's up?
Good afternoon.
Well, there's a lot going on back there, but I think we got you.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I kind of hate to sound old school, man, but when I really think, man, what's going on in the league right now, you kind of reward these guys a little too early. You got LeBron that's 41 years old right now, man, still playing. As much as he can, he's not playing 82 games, but he's still playing at a high level.
Yep.
And we got a guy that's probably 20-something right now that hasn't been on the court consistently for even a whole season. So I think we did drop the ball. I know it's a new, different time and day, new league and anything like that. But in this day and time, I just think the guys, they get, you know what I'm saying, a look, they get their money and they kind of settle down and they don't work as hard anymore. So I think it is time to move on from the job. I think the city would be great with these young, great young players that they have it on the floor consistently and try to earn a spot in the league. So I think it will be good.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the call, David. 445-0929. We go to Frank. Frank, you're on.
John, what's up, my friend?
Hey, dog, what's up?
You know, when is the last time that John Morant was a superstar?
You know, I mean, I would probably say the first 9 games of 23-24, maybe. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look.
I mean, you know, to be a great and a great player, you have to be an available player.
That's fair.
And, you know, I mean, John, he hadn't played, and I mean, I just don't think he's been a superstar. I hate that we probably didn't trade him sooner when we really could have got something for him. What do you think we're going to get for him? I mean, I don't think we're going to get that much for him. Do you?
I think we'll probably get maybe Morgan Stone and, Michael Hatcher down there at Skybox for Ja at this point. I think that's the best we could do. No, I mean, I don't know. I think that's the issue is that they're going to have to deter. I don't know how they – there's like the – and Frank, thanks for the call. We got a few more that we got to get to. But I think that's going to be the challenge here as I just sort of talk through this, Jason, is like what's the baseline for value? Because obviously they're saying it's not Trae Young because they're not going to take that. But it's not Luka either. It can't be Luka because, you know, Luka was, four-time, five-time All-NBA guy and was coming off a finals run and plays. So it's like somewhere in the middle of that, I don't
– Well, one of our callers there said superstar player. You're not getting a superstar point guard back for Ja Morant. That's not – especially one that plays. Like, what team is going to do that? At least I'll say this – I would think that Grizzlies know that it's got to be about young players and picks. Can you get both? Can you get one young player? But either way, that's the route now. And how high that level can be, you know, Ja's put you in he's backed you into a corner here. The whole NBA knows the deal now.
Yep.
And so and the idea that, you know, I know they put that out there, but the idea that you could bring him back and this all after this,
yep,
is just far fetched. So my point is, That leverage is lost, league knows, and it could lower, you know, what kind of pick that looks like, what kind of young player that is. That said, it needs to be either a combination of or those things, and maybe, you know. See, I mean, the deal for Atlanta led to flexibility. That's the thing, is they're not looking for C.J. McCollum to be a part of the future. They're getting off that contract, that expiring contract.
Yep.
That's not the deal for us. We need young player, need pick as well, picks. Either way, but that's got to be the direction.
Right. 445-0929. We go to Philip. Philip, you're on.
Yo, can y'all hear me? Yo,
yes,
yo.
We got you,
dog. What's up?
Man, I'm so disappointed, man, because I feel like we gave away the only superstar we ever had.
Well, he hasn't been traded yet.
You're right about that, but I know they finna get rid of him because they choosing a coach, a first-time coach, over a superstar player. Memphis has never had a superstar. Jaren is not a superstar. Ja is a superstar. We don't treat him like a superstar. And that's why he's finna go. That's all I got to say, bro.
I would argue we've treated him too much like he's a superstar. In a lot of cases, he's gotten the kid gloves.
Right. No, I agree.
You've backed him too much. You haven't held him responsible and accountable enough.
And I would also...
I'd argue that.
I mean, Jai is a superstar. He absolutely is. However, don't get caught up in the idea of what Jai used to be. Like, he's not that guy anymore. Unfortunately, like for the Grizzlies, he's not going to be. Now, he may be like a Dylan Brooks, who goes to another place. He may be a Jake LaRavia, who goes to another place, gets away from Memphis, and all of a sudden, chip on the shoulder. I mean, I can see that easily.
I think
happening.
That's likely.
It probably, at least for the beginning. You know, whether it will be the case in 26, 27 remains to be seen. But
I go back to your man, Frank. When's the last time he's been a superstar consistently?
Right.
He might flash it. He did against Philly. But I'm talking about superstars stay out there. Superstars don't shoot 20% from three-point range. Like, what are we talking? Superstars, they play. And we haven't seen that consistently now for years. And so it goes back to that. When's the last time he's done it? We've seen the flashes. No, we always
probably
hold
21, 22. I mean,
yeah, we hold the flashes against Gigi. We say, well, you flash, but you can't do it consistently when given the opportunity.
He makes too many in a year.
That's the problem with Ja lately, man. Just too many flashes.
Too many flashes.
Not enough trust.
Not enough trust.
That you're going to be out there.
Yep. 445-0929. We're going to continue taking your calls. You want to get a word in on Ja Morant being on the trade block. We go to Tom. Tom, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
You know, it's kind of a strange parallel with both Memphis teams. You've got Ja Morant, who came in at a transitional time from the grit and grind area, was the great hope for the Grizzlies, superstar, becoming the face of the NBA franchise, Nike pitching in. Then you had Penny Hardaway coming in for the Tigers, former superstar, going to save the program, revitalize it. Penny wanted all the smoke, it blew up in his face. Ja came in, let the money and the fame get to him and became very immature. And Ja hasn't grown from that. Penny has at least grown. We haven't really seen it on the floor, but he's at least admitted, hey, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. Just because I know basketball, it's hard to get it to transition to the players. Ja came in, you know, got penalized for the gun stuff and the immaturity, and he never recovered from that. It's like he took his ball and went home and started pouting, and he's been in a pout injury mode since. But we've at least seen the growth from Penny. So, you know, maybe I wish the best for Ja. He could be a good player, but it's going to take some growing up.
Tom, thanks for the call.
Agree with a lot of what you said, Tom.
Jason, one thing, we're going to continue taking calls. One thing that's interesting to me is that, like, there's not outrage. Most people who are, and this is very, very unscientific, you know, sample.
No, there's no outrage.
But people are not like, how could you possibly do this to us? Maybe one guy. But the majority of the callers that we've talked to are completely understandable.
That's the point I was making before we opened it up to calls, is there's not going to be, I said, this swell of outrage because Ja has put you in this position. I think most of it, and our callers seem to be reflecting that,
right.
Understand he's put you in this position. This isn't the idea that the Grizz, you know, that he's still this star that's doing it every night. And what are the Grizz doing? Like it was with Luka, who had led them to a finals. Mm. This fan base understands that Ja had put them in that position, so there can't be outrage. What it's more of is, damn.
It's accountability for Ja.
It's understanding that Ja's put you in this position. It's probably blaming him and saying, as our last caller just did, frankly, you needed him to move differently. We've been saying this for years.
Exactly.
Whether it's off the court or on.
Exactly. Let's go to Corey in Bartlett. Corey, you're on.
Hey, Jason and John. Listen to your show all of the time.
Thank you, brother.
I want to say that I'm on the other side. I kind of disagree with most of the callers. I think this goes back to Zach Klein and the coach, Isolo. I think that if we made a better pick in the beginning of the year and we went with a seasoned veteran coach, all of this stuff that's going on with Ja this year would be totally different. So I'm for 12. I think he needs to be here. He takes our team to a different level, and it's hard to get a player like him. I don't want to say he's a generational player, but he's a player that the Grizzlies have never had. And we need to see him on the floor along with Edie, along with Jaren, and I think that we can actually make a push to make it in a play-in. But to me, it goes back to Klein. It goes back to Isolo. I think if we moved in a different direction and we got a different coach in the beginning of the year, things would be different for the Memphis Grizzlies. And that's all I got to say.
Thanks for the call, Corey. Certainly understand that position as well. I don't think it's an easy thing. It sucks. It definitely sucks. And then I just think about the return. If they end up pulling the trigger on a deal, the return, people are going to be like, that's it? That I promise you they're going to say
well,
that.
Well, maybe there's a little bit more outrage once the return.
Right, that's probably true.
There's hope now.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying, star point guard coming.
I mean, people didn't even like the Marc Gasol return. And it ended up being great, like with Valanciunas and stuff.
Awesome.
But people didn't like it at the time. They're like, that's all you got? Because they didn't get anything else. They basically got yelled at. Maybe they got a pick out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you didn't really get much. Latrell, you're on.
What's up, guys?
Yo.
Man, no, I don't want them to get rid of Ja for sure. Ja is a superstar. And but unless they get like AJ, the Banser, I mean, that would be great. But other than that, man, I don't think we need to get rid of Ja. And then maybe the coach, but not Ja.
Latrell, appreciate the call. 445-0929 is the number. You want to get in on Ja Morant and be on the trade block, now is the time to do it. We go to Tony. Tony, you're on.
What's going on, guys?
Yo.
I'm in Dallas today, and this time to tell you, you don't get rid of this kind of caliber player because, number one, Memphis has a problem putting butts in the seat. Corey summed it up to a lot. And if you had gotten a seasoned coach, none of this would have happened. I mean, you picking a coach, number one, every year we didn't get rid of a player trying to fix pieces and stuff like that. Nothing has worked. But one thing I do know, selling tickets do, and especially during the time when you're in the midst of negotiating and there's rumors that this team might move up to Nashville 280 miles away, I think that you might as well put a stamp on them and send them on up there because you get rid of this guy. I don't see nobody in the city walking around with other players' numbers. When I go out of town, they wear 12. Nobody else selling jerseys like this guy. It's a business, too. So, like I said, I think Zach Kleiman and Isolo need to go before John does.
I appreciate it, Tony. Can't run a business when somebody ain't showing up to work.
Well, hey,
you know that.
He hurt. If he's hurt, he hurt.
I mean, he
stays hurt, Tony. And then he's right. or he's moody. You know, it's always one thing or another, right? Yeah, that's okay.
Well, and let me say this on that point about the season. First of all, Nashville is ridiculous. And they're not moving to Nashville. Secondly, Ja's not selling season tickets anymore.
Facts.
If you buy season tickets expecting to see Ja Morant, you're an idiot. I mean, I hate to say it.
I mean, he was saying all the right things.
I hate to say
it.
It's
just true.
If you're a Grizzlies fan buying season tickets, there is no way you're doing it saying, man, I'm excited to get to watch Ja Morant play this year.
I mean, did we not just have a caller that said he had done that? It was his first year?
Well, I'm just saying that.
Yes, caller said that. Ja, first caller.
I'm just saying.
But Ja doesn't play is my point. Like,
yeah, I know, but Ja was saying. I mean, yeah. I get what you're saying because as an investment, when you look at Ja's record and you say this guy doesn't play, but that's a brother right there who's deciding whether or not to spend the money with his son.
That's right.
And he's listening to Ja Morant say, I like Isolo.
Right.
Right? The last nine games were good. Sure, we bowed out, but said all the right things and believing he's going to be healthy and the organization holding him to a standard of you've got to be out there. But more importantly, Ja was the one that said,
well, Ja fell short.
I'm going to play all these games.
Ja fell short.
So for that man, I'm not calling him an idiot. I'm telling him I feel terrible for him.
I don't mean it in a literal sense, but I'm just
no.
I understand what you're saying, but you gotta pull that back a little bit because people, it's been us constantly hoping whether we bought the season tickets or not, constantly hoping that this guy's gonna grow up and deliver for us.
And he hasn't.
I don't blame anybody for doing it because we were just there with them.
Right.
Hell, we weren't stepping up with. I wasn't. Can't afford, but we weren't stepping up with the money. They did, so I'm not gonna blame them for doing that, especially when Ja's saying technically all the right things.
No, the onus is totally on Ja Morant.
I get what you're saying, looking at what he's done.
Because he's given you a pattern. You know
that's also basically saying, well, don't go support the season tickets now because the local franchise ain't got a damn thing to show you.
I don't want to do that. You should buy season tickets to see the other players. You know,
that's what you say to the caller. Cedric Howard's worth buying a jersey for.
Absolutely.
Clark would look like with the way this man comes to work.
Yes.
And the freak that he is, the way he wants to guard everybody. Now, could we get to a point where Cedric Howard can't play? And all of a sudden, that reaches a crossroads. I mean, again, we're not just talking about Ja Morant can't play. Sometimes it feels like he doesn't want to.
Yes.
That was halftime of the Lakers. We're in the middle of things going good, and it flipped on you. That's my point. This is the guy. Forget, set Jaren to the side, although financially you have paid him. This is the one you're trying to wrap everything around. And when he's constantly flipping, what do you have? You have an absolute mess. You have something you can't trust. You don't have something that's foundational.
Exactly. Let's go to Walter. We got a couple more here, Jason. Let's go to Walter. Walter, you're on.
Okay, thank you, guys. How you doing?
Yo.
All right. My brother tell me all the time, I'm a Tiger fan, I'm a Grizzly fan, and I'm a Cowboy fan. But my thing is, I agree with Jason. If somebody is not coming to work, how can you pay somebody who's not coming to work? I don't know why some of these people are calling and saying, keep Ja on the team. Ja does not want to be here. Understand? Look at what's happening on the court. He does not want to be here. If somebody does not want to be somewhere, you do not keep them there. You don't hold them hostage. You let them go.
Tomlin. So I want volunteers, not hostages.
I understand.
Yep. To your point.
Right. You don't hold somebody. So I don't know what Ja's issue is. I work every day, 8 to 5. I have to earn my check. So, like you say, Jason, if you're not coming to work, you don't get paid.
That's
I mean,
expect.
Yeah, we can take a couple of sick days off of work, but eventually your job's going to get tired. You call me every week. Okay, this guy, he's not dependable. So to make that type of money, wherever Jar goes, he's not avoiding Memphis. His problem is himself. So he has to look in the mirror and understand what his issues are. So it's growing up, maturing, and taking care of his business. But right now, I say let him go.
Yeah.
Man, I think you nailed it. You grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, man. What you learn, you got to come to work. Isn't that why we love Z-Bo?
Yes,
isn't that why we love Z-Bo? He came to work. That's why we appreciate Cedric Coward, you know? Yeah.
And Z-Bo said, if you love Memphis, Memphis is going to love you back. Jar does not reciprocate that. So, yeah. Hey, if you don't want to be here, I wish him the best. And I don't know where these other callers are calling from saying we need him on the court. No, he's not even on the court. He's here, but he's not there. Now, Jaren Jackson is a superstar. He's not a superstar as compared to Ja Morant. But Jaren Jackson played the other night. He was sick.
Come to work.
Come on.
Came to work.
Yeah, he's coming to work. I mean, give credit where credit is due. Just because Ja was this is that, he's not that. Let him go. Memphis has always done well with whatever he gets. So, hey, I enjoy you guys' show. Memphis, let him go.
Appreciate the call, bro.
We're going to take three more, and then we'll hit a break here. John, you're on.
Hey, fellas, how we doing?
What's up,
John?
The idea that Ja Morant doesn't want to be here doesn't make any sense at all, given the fact that he tattooed the logo of the Grizzlies on his back. And in his when he signed his extension, he didn't put a player option in it, which is basically him just saying, I'm not going to tell this team no. I'm not going to try to opt out in free agency. I want to be here. Now, the idea that we need to trade Ja Morant is absurd, because I heard other people say they don't want to call him a generational talent. He is a generational talent. Is he injured a lot? Yes. Has he had some off-the-court issues? Yes. Does that mean that you give him away for a bag of peanuts? No. Does that mean that you give him away for a stack of gold? No, not when you're Memphis, Tennessee. The reason why, we will never see a player of this caliber who gets this many eyeballs on our team and on our city for another 20 years.
I mean, that's probably true, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not the right time to do this and your only decision. So I think all those things are true at the same time that, yeah, you know, you have a superstar, you have somebody that's, you know, done incredible things for you, but those things are in the past for the most part. I got to operate with what I got now. I can't just keep living in the 2021-22.
It was an incredible one playoff series win.
Right. You telling me that
It was one. It wasn't a run to the finals.
And they trailed for more minutes in that series than the Timberwolves did. So, I mean.
But our caller could be absolutely right that we might not see a talent like his
again
for another 20 years. It could be forever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.